Public servants use our tax money to govern, and we, the public, get to judge the job they're doing. That's why Floridians have the constitutional right to access government information, according to Barbara Peterson, president of the nonprofit, nonpartisan First Amendment Foundation.
The public uses the public records law all the time, and they use the open meetings law all the time. They just don't realize it.
So-called sunshine laws allow us to do things like go to school board meetings or request utilities records for a house we're considering buying. But Peterson says two bills that just passed the legislature would limit sunshine laws, so she's urging Governor Scott to veto them. The first one removes from public record the names of spouses and children of public officials, including law enforcement officers and prosecutors.
Anonymity in public record is a very slippery slope. Second, we would have no way of knowing whether a spouse is getting some kind of sweetheart deal.
The second bill keeps election supervisors from having to disclose the email addresses of registered voters. This new exemption goes along with another bill allowing voter registration by email in an effort to save paper. Sponsors say the exemption protects voters' privacy and prevents them from getting spammed. But Peterson says when the bill got to the floor, it had two severe flaws. First, it exempted voter emails held by any agency, including city councils. And it would have exempted public officials' emails as well. She says that would allow them to lean on the voter email exemption to not share who they're corresponding with.
How does a bill like House Bill 249 that has a major impact on the public's right of access just sail through its committees? And that's what it did. No one in the on staff pointed out the practical problems with this bill. Not one legislator questioned it. How did that happen?
She says this exemption isn't unique. She points to the foundation's Government in the Sunshine Manual, which contains all state exemptions. She says it's gotten fatter and fatter every year since the early 80s. Since then, the number of exemptions to public record laws has more than quadrupled, and she says many of them are understandable. But what frustrates her is the lack of debate.
I've been in a committee meeting where they pass 8 public records exemptions in less than 3 minutes. It's just up and unanimous. And there's no discussion of it.
Representative Brian Nelson, the Apopka Republican sponsoring the voter registration email exemption, ended up amending it. Now it would just be election supervisors who are exempt from disclosure.
This amendment makes it clear that the public record exemption only applies to email addresses obtained by an agency for purposes of voter registration. This amendment addresses concerns raised by the First Amendment Foundation.
Peterson says she's happy with the change, but she still wishes there were no exemption. But she says with 5 days left in the legislative session, she's turning her attention to 3 bills she says would make government more open. One, which passed the Senate but is awaiting House action, would guarantee the public's right to speak at public meetings. The others, which are awaiting compromises between the two chamber versions, would make the state's contracting and finances more transparent. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.